Genesis chapter 49. And Jacob called unto his sons, and said, Gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Gather yourselves together, and hear, you sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel your father. Reuben, you are my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power. Unstable as water, you shall not excel, because you went up to your father's bed, then you defiled it, he went up to my couch. Simeon and Levi are brothers, instruments of cruelty are in their habitations. O my soul, come not into their secret, unto their assembly, my spirit, be not united, for in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they dug down a wall. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel, I will divide them in Jacob, and scatter them in Israel. Judah, you are he whom your brothers shall praise, your hand shall be on the neck of your enemies, your father's children shall bow down before you. Judah is a lion's whelp, from the prey, my son, you were gone up, he stooped down, he crouched as a lion, and as a lioness, who shall rouse him up? The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh comes, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Binding his foal unto the vine, and his donkey's colt unto the choice vine, he washed his garments in wine, and his clothes in the blood of grapes. His eyes shall be red with wine, and his teeth white with milk. Zebulun shall dwell at the shore of the sea, and he shall be for a haven of ships, and his border shall be under Sidon. Issachar is a strong donkey crouching down between two burdens. And he saw that rest was good, and the land that it was pleasant, and bowed his shoulder to bear, and became a servant unto forced labor. Dan shall judge his people, as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path, that bites the horse's heels, so that his rider shall fall backward. I have waited for your salvation, O Lord. Gad, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last. Out of Asher his food shall be fat, and he shall yield royal dainties. Naphtali is a hind let loose, he gives beautiful words. Joseph is a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by a well, whose branches run over the wall. The archers have fiercely attacked him, and shot at him, and hated him. But his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From there is the shepherd, the rock of Israel, even by the God of your father, who shall help you, and by the Almighty, who shall bless you with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lies beneath, blessings of the breasts, and of the womb. The blessings of your father have prevailed above the blessings of my ancestors unto the utmost bounds of the everlasting hills, they shall be on the head of Joseph, and on the crown of the head of him that was separate from his brothers. Benjamin is ravenous as a wolf, in the morning he shall devour the prey, and at night he shall divide the spoil. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is it that their father spoke unto them, and blessed them. Everyone according to his blessing he blessed them. And he charged them, and said unto them, I am to be gathered unto my people, bury me with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephron the Hittite, in the cave that is in the field of Machpelah, which is before Mamre, in the land of Canaan, which Abraham bought with the field of Ephron the Hittite for a possession as a burying place. There they buried Abraham and Sarah his wife, there they buried Isaac and Rebekah his wife, and there I buried Leah. The purchase of the field and of the cave that is in it was from the children of Heth. And when Jacob had made an end of commanding his sons, he gathered up his feet into the bed, and died, and was gathered unto his people.